for you. I think about family. The good Lord's called home before. I can't help but think that they might be waiting for me at the door. Gonna be a reunion for all the ransomed and redeemed. Fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers, forever we're gonna sing. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. I'm talking about a mansion for me and a mansion for you. What I think about the most is seeing Jesus' face, hearing mercy say, "Welcome home." In my Father's house, there are many rooms. I'm talking about a mansion for me and a mansion for you.
The song is called Mansions from the group Sound Street, who recently signed with Crossroads Records. Our featured artist today is the Kingdom Bears with music from their new project called Something Good, Volume 3. Their new tenor singer is Joshua Horrell, who tells us about his journey before the Kingdom Bears.
So I've got a lot of gospel music in my background. My whole family sings, or my dad plays drums. He played drums with the Dixie Melody Boys back in the 80s. And then my family had a group back in the late 80s, the Celestials. And then my uncle, Bonnie English, and his brother, Michael English, they're just, I mean, everybody knows who they are. And it's like, I can't get away from gospel music. So whenever I was in middle school, me and my grandmother actually started a group called the Harrell Family, and I was there for 8 years. And when I graduated high school, I moved to Nashville and started singing. I actually started singing with the Tony Brothers. And on from there, I went to be with the Anchorman, and then I was with the Kingsmen for 2 years. And then actually I was working for AT&T when I got a call from Andy to come here, which that was... Before I even started with the Kingsmen, I was like, that's where I want to be. I want to be stationary. I like singing, but I don't really want to travel all the time. I want to be home. And that was just one of the things I wanted to do. And I said, if I ever get a chance, that's where I want to be. And here I am. I'm just blessed. Actually, whenever I got the call and I was contemplating, should I actually go for it, or should I just go and feel it and say I'm not really interested? Or because I mean, I wanted it, I knew I did, but I didn't want to have to go through the hassle of moving again and all that kind of stuff. And I was riding around in my AT&T car, because I had a car that I rode around in, and I was praying. I was like, Lord, what do I need to do? And I saw a billboard that said, "The Smoky Mountains are calling you." Dollywood was in the bottom corner, and I was like, okay, there we go.
That's Joshua Horrell. The Kingdom Bears are, of course, the resident quartet at Dollywood, so you might wonder if they ever get to enjoy the rides. The answer is yes, and drummer Dennis Murphy said the guys showed up late at a performance because they were riding a roller coaster.
That's the stuff I used to do, man. When I joined, you know, I was 23 years old. In between every show, man, I was out riding rides, a log flume, come back wet. But that's the stuff I used to do when I was a kid. They're doing it.
That's Dennis Murphy on the project Something Good, Volume 3. Chris Bryant takes on a Perry's classic.
Well, that song, The Royal Descendant, is one of the few songs when I first filled in with the guys before I even... I think the first time, I think Lauren's daughter was graduating high school, and I came in for a couple of days. And that song, I asked specifically that we could do it, because I've always wanted to sing it. I didn't even know it all that well. But goodness, what a song. And so we've done it. We do it a little bit different when we're doing it live. We do it with just piano on the first part, and then the band kind of comes in. It's great. But man, what a song. And I think the part that sticks out to me, the first lyrics of the song just say, "I could tell you I'm nothing and I'd be telling you the truth." And isn't that where we all are? You know, it's just an honest song that the way I look at myself is many times like I'm so unworthy. You know, I'm nothing. But my value and who I am is not based in that. It's based in who my Heavenly Father is.
That's Chris Bryant, and here are the Kingdom Heirs with Royal Descendant.
I could tell you I'm nothing, and I would be telling the truth. I could say I am worthless, a hopeless sinner, that's the story I haven't told everything. See, I was lost, reborn, and then raised a child of the King.
I am a royal descendant of a king from Jerusalem.
Descended, the Kingdom Heirs from their project Something Good, Volume 3. Andy Stringfield joined the Kingdom Heirs in 2007 as pianist. Then last year, after the departure of Arthur Rice, he took on the role of baritone with the group. Andy will tell you that he is an Elvis fan, and the group took on one of the songs that Elvis did with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps called Lead Me, Guide Me.
I've always loved that song, and it I've been through a lot personally in the last year or so, my personal life, and it's just a reminder that all you got to do is just let go and let Him lead you, because He will. He can. He can bring you through anything. Yes. So that song means a lot.
That's Andy Stringfield, and here are the Kingdom Heirs with Lead Me, Guide Me.
Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? I am tired and I need Thy strength and power to guide.
Coming up with them later in the program today, including their new radio single. In just a moment, our spotlight visit with Josh and Ashley Franks.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th, featuring a euchre tournament at noon, meat panels, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Whiskey Row, the Don Meese Family, and the Honor Company. Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th in Avoca.
This is a public service announcement test from TakeMeFishing.org to determine if you need a fishing license and boat registration before heading out on the water. Let's begin. Are you a bear? Do you have a beak? Does your name rhyme with Auld Beagle? Do you dart in front of cars? Here's a tough one. Do you have plumage? Do you rub your body against things to mark them? Do you have webbed feet? No, I mean like a... Were you hatched? Do you have fur? I'm not talking back hair. Does your boat fly south for the winter with the other boats? Regardless of how you answer, you need to be licensed and registered because it helps local conservation efforts protect the very natural resources you enjoy boating and fishing in for generations to come. Do your part at TakeMeFishing.org.
Just about 15 minutes now after 7 o'clock, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
And going on, just getting underway a few minutes ago, American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center is serving biscuits and gravy and scrambled eggs at the American Legion from now until gone. A free will offering will be collected to support the Flag Park, so keep that in mind. Also today, there is still openings available for the first shift at the annual Sandy Reitz Memorial 9-Pin Tap Tournament at the Phoenix Center and Richland Center. The first shift set to start at 9:45 and cost to enter $10. We'll also take a look in a little while, less than an hour from now. We'll have our morning news, and during the sports, we'll take a look at some of the wrestling action, the results from yesterday, as it was conference wrestling.
The Gospel Grace!
Welcome back. Our spotlight artist this week is Josh and Ashley Franks. Of course, Josh is well known as a pastor, evangelist, and MC, and the couple have performed at churches, events, and some of gospel music's largest platforms as a duet. They have a new project out called Family. On it, they have added the vocals of their daughter, Priscilla. Ashley tells us more.
Well, Priscilla has just been sort of developing a love for Southern gospel music. It's kind of funny. She's been traveling with her dad a little bit to different events, and I think she's just kind of been bitten with the Southern gospel bug, and she loves to sing, and she's been singing with us at church. And so when we were going in to do this album, we talked about, you know, just getting together as a family and doing some songs, and she was all about that. So we're really proud of this new album.
The project is called Family, and Josh tells us about the title track.
This is a song that when we started looking for music, we called our friend Gerald Crow, and we said we're looking for some material that would fit me, Ashley, and Priscilla singing together. And he said, I've got the perfect song. I'm going to send it to you. And so he sent it to us, and it's got that Crab Family kick to it, if you will. It's got that family kick on it. And so we listened to these lyrics and we said, this is the song. This describes us to a T.
The verses on that song are fun because it's kind of a back and forth between Priscilla and I and in the lyrics, and it's just really fun. It's good.
It's a lot of fun in this song.
Father, he has made us one by the blood of his dear
Josh and Ashley Franks. The cover of the album looks like a nice, normal family dressed in their Sunday best. The back cover is quite different. Priscilla tells us more.
I was ready to go, and we'd already took like forever to take those pictures. And my dad got a bug in his face. And so, of course, he ruined the whole picture. Like the 322nd picture we had took that night. And he ruined it because there was a bug in his face. So I was like, I was rolling my eyes because I just wanted to get it done with.
That's Priscilla Franks. Josh tells us about a song that she's featured on.
We recorded this song because Ashley is actually a co-writer on this. And so this is actually Priscilla's first song she recorded. And so this is her solo song on our new record.
That's Josh Franks, and Priscilla's out front on this song, If God Wrote a Song.
If God wrote a song, it'd be about love. That'll never know and won't give up. And hearts would change when they hear its song. If God wrote a song, it'd be about love.
Song. That's Priscilla Franks. Great job, Priscilla. Some of our old Rambos fans may recall a song on the project called Follow the Leader.
When we started looking for songs for this record, our producer, John Darren Rousey, came to us and he said, I think there's a song that the Rambos did, and said, I think it would fit your family. It's actually a Dottie Rambo classic, but it never was released to radio that I know on one of their albums. And he said, but this will feature everybody. And so Ashley sings the verses on it. And then when it comes into that chorus, Priscilla comes in with Reba's high soprano part. And it just soars on from there. And so it's really fun. We're not trying to be the Rambos, but it sure does have a good feel of that Rambo, Dottie Rambo writing and family music.
That's Josh Franks. And here's Josh and Ashley Franks with Follow the Leader.
Come on, let's follow. With care and take your time if you ever expect to get to the other side.
You got to follow, follow, follow,
follow the leader. He's traveled every road and he already knows the way.
He's forged every river, climbed every mountain,
Lord, walked on the water, held back the rolling tide.
You got to follow, follow the
get to the other side.
You got to follow, follow, follow,
follow the leader.
Follow the leader, Josh and Ashley Franks from their project Family. You can find out more about their family by visiting them on social media or on their website, joshandashleyfranks.com. In just a moment, we'll have more with our featured artist, the Kingdom Heirs. I'm Rodney Baucom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Although the cross of Christ represents suffering, we can also look at it as a new beginning and fresh hope for salvation when we call upon Christ's name. Your friends at Park Street Christian Church invite you to attend in person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew where the cross shines brightly every evening.
It is 25 degrees and clear. Starting to see the sun come up, which is always nice. Not a lot of fog here, but a dense fog advisory remains in effect for Sauk County until 10 this morning. Again, it's 25 degrees at 7:30.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. Coming up in just a moment, we'll wrap things up with the Kingdom Heirs and debut their brand new radio single. Right now, speaking of new, here's Lauren Talley's new radio single, Where You've Walked.
The world didn't need another carpenter, so why would God now have a hammer in his hand? The world didn't need another fisherman, so why'd he cast a net in waters he could command? If not to show us that he knows us, and whatever this life throws us, he's the God who chose to live it all firsthand. He's walked right where you've walked, stepped right where you've stepped. hand into your story, so the next time you don't think he understands, remember it was for you that God would bend to be a man. The world didn't need another tyrant with a fist of iron, demanding we all bow. The world instead would see a humble servant, a savior king with thorns, his only crown, just to show us that he loves us. And though he rules and reigns above us, he would make a way take us by the hand. Yeah, he's walked right where you've walked, stepped right where you've stepped, cried the tears you've cried, felt the pain you've felt. He stepped out of glory and into your storm. Remember it was for you that God would bend to be a man. This man of sorrows, acquainted with our grief, you've never faced a single thing he's not already seen. And he's never distant, he's never
That's Lauren Talley. Our featured artist this week is the Kingdom Heirs, the resident quartet at Dollywood. Chris French has been with the group since 1981. He plays bass in the band, and he is the group owner. In recent years, Chris has waged a brave battle with Parkinson's. Drummer Dennis Murphy says Chris keeps pressing on.
He wants to be there. He loves being around these guys. Makes him feel younger and gets his mind off of what he's going through with his Parkinson's. And, you know, so we were there for him. We got him. He don't have to do anything. We take care of him.
That's Dennis Murphy. The Kingdom Heirs have just released a new radio single from this project, Something Good, Volume 3. Chris Bride tells us about the song.
Come On In is actually an old Gold City song. It was the first song on, I believe it was the double tape album. And I've always loved that song. It's a great opener, and that's back when you had Ivan and Brian and that lineup with Tim and Mike. And so we brought that one out now, and we've started opening one of our sets with it every day at Dollywood, and it's been great. It's one of those songs that it's got that same kind of that classic sound to it, because of Brian and Ivan, and the band does a great job on it. And by the time we get done with that one, people are excited for whatever's coming next. So it's been a great song for us, and it's quickly become one of my favorite songs to sing.
That's Chris Bryant, and here are the Kingdom Heirs with Come On In.
Come on in,
come on in, there's still room in the family.
Come on in,
come on in, there's still rest for the weary soul.
Come on in,
come on in, feel the joy that awaits you. Come on in and make yourself at home and let it bless your soul. If your time
tired from the struggle of a weary day, and it seems like you could fall to the ground. Jesus promised in his word that he would give you rest. Lift your eyes to the sky, feel that sweet peace coming down.
Come on in,
come on in, there's still room in the family.
Come on in,
come on in, there's still rest for the weary soul.
Come on in,
come on in, feel the joy that awaits you. Come on in and make yourself at home and let it bless your soul. Now this road that you're walking gets rough and so rocky, and it hurts your feet to walk along the way. Just walk on a little farther, our new home is just ahead. One more hill, one more curve, you can hear Jesus say,
come on in,
come on in, there's still room in the family.
Come on in,
come on in, there's still rest for the weary soul.
Come on in,
come on in, feel the joy that awaits you. Come on in and make yourself at home and let it bless your soul. Still room in the family.
Come on in.
Come on in. There's still rest for the weary soul.
Come on in.
Come on in. Feel the joy that awaits you. Come on in and make yourself at home and let it bless your soul. Come on in and make yourself at home and let it bless your soul.
That's the brand new single from the Kingdom Heirs. Many of you, I'm sure, remember the classic version of that by Gold City. And you'll likely remember a Kingsmen classic on this album, The Cross Has Won Again.
I was a huge Kingsmen fan growing up. And that's some of their live albums is what made me fall in love with this music. You know how exciting some of their old live albums were. And they did that in the early 90s. And it was always one of my favorite songs that they ever recorded. And when we put this album together, we kind of tried to come up with some of our favorites over the years, personal favorites, and I got to pick two or three, and that was one of my picks.
That's Andy Stringfield, and here are the Kingdom Heirs with The Cross Has Won Again.
Lord, turn just a little to your left.
Begin for
Cross has won again the Kingdom Airs from their project Something Good, Volume 3. Coming up in just a moment, a listener request. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
It's 18 minutes away from the 8 o'clock hours. You're tuned in to Country and Community WRCO. Just a quick reminder that American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center hosting a biscuits and gravy scrambled eggs breakfast. That's going on right now until gone. A free will offering will be collected to support the flag park. Also, starting a brand new week tomorrow, a community forum will be held at the Phoenix Center and Richland Center. Two sessions will be held at 11 and 6 to accommodate everyone. Topics being discussed include the Richland School District referendums, an update on the future of the Simons Recreation Complex, and the campus gym, a collaboration group overview. All are invited to attend. Those in attendance will be able to submit written questions to the panel. So keep that in mind. We're at 25 degrees. The sun is out, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome back. Coming up in just a moment, we'll enjoy a listener request. Right now, it's Gordon Moat with the first song.
Hi, I'm Gordon Moat, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
I've been a lot of miles down a lot of roads. Never one regret on my journey home. Singing about the one who is guiding me every day. I've sung a lot of songs about mercy. I've sung a lot of songs about grace. But I'm gonna be singing a new song when I finally see my Savior's face. Let me tell you about the first song that I'm ever gonna sing. When I wake up in glory at the Father's feet, I thank Him for the cross and thank Him for the peace that carried me over Jordan's River deep. The first song will be a song of praise. I'll be humming up the melody through heavenly gates. I've been counting down the days, waiting so long to sing the first song. I wanted to give up, yeah, a couple times. Jesus makes it sweeter as the days go by. So I'm gonna lift my voice even higher till my Savior appears. Yeah, it's gonna be worth every trial. It's gonna be worth every tear. Cause I'm never gonna have to remember once I fly away out of here. Let me tell you about the first song that I'm ever gonna sing. When I wake up in glory at the Father's feet, thank you for the peace that carried me over Jordan's River deep. The first song will be a song of praise. I'll be humming up the melody through heavenly gates. I've been counting down the days, waiting so long to sing the first song. When I wake up in glory at the Father's feet, I thank Him for the cross, I thank Him for the peace that carried me over Jordan's River deep. The first song will be a song of praise. I'll be humming up the melody through heavenly gates. I've been counting down the days, waiting so long to sing the first song.
first song.
This is Ella Louise Johnson, and I listen to the Gospel Grace on WEMM 107.9. And I would like to hear Kim Hopper. One of her latest songs would be What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And I just love that song. And she does a tremendous job on it.
Mrs. Johnson, thank you for your request. Here's Kim Hopper with What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Jesus. That's Kim Hopper. That'll wrap things up for the program today. I hope you enjoyed our visit with the Kingdom Heirs. They invite you to visit with them on social media, their website, kingdomheirs.com, or visit them at Dollywood on your next visit to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. All of the music on the program today is available at singingnewsstore.com. Again, that's singingnewsstore.com. If you'd like to make a request, our 24-hour request line is 1-800-452-1473. Again, that's 1-800-452-1473. Coming up next week, our featured artist will be Jonathan Wilburn.
These songs actually derive from my memory of, especially my dad.
Jonathan Wilburn coming up next week. I'm Rodney Balcom. Thanks for listening today. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know him and to make him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
a little old man walking down the hall. It seemed with every step that he might fall, but a man on a mission just can't be turned away. He was trying to make it to her room, just didn't know what he would do if he was late for her homegoing day. She hadn't said a word in 6 long days, so when she spoke up, they were all amazed. She reached for her husband's hand with tears in her eyes. She said, "We've fought the fight, we've run the race, all by God's amazing grace. And before I go, I just want you to know I'll meet you there, just inside the gate. Don't lose hope, for me there won't be long to wait. For with the Lord your lifetime will be like an hour or two. So by tomorrow morning I'll be there smiling back at you. I'll meet you there." Just a few short years on down the road, that same old man was ready to go. But his little grandson looked up with tears in his eyes. He said, "Boy, I'm gonna miss you too. Son, I know I'll see you soon. Now before I go, I just want you to know I'll meet you there, just inside the gate. Don't lose hope, for me there won't be long to wait. For with the Lord your lifetime will be like an hour or two. So by tomorrow morning I'll be there smiling back at you. I'll meet you there. All the saints who've gone before us will be there, and our loved ones who died in Jesus will be there. I'll meet you there, just inside the gate. Don't lose hope, for me there won't be long to wait. For with the Lord your lifetime will be like an hour or two. So by tomorrow morning I'll be there smiling back at you. I'll meet you there." I'll meet you there.
Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. From San Francisco to L.A., millions of Californians are waking up to flood watches as the state braces for the second of two back-to-back atmospheric river storm systems. ABC's Rob Marciano is in Santa Barbara this morning.
The rain with this system is already hitting Northern California. It is on our doorstep. The winds obviously are picking up as well. We've got high wind warnings up, but that's going to push some of this surf up, too. So this atmospheric river really going to thrash the state over the next 2 days with potentially damaging impacts.
U.S. officials confirm that U.S. and British forces, supported by six other countries, have unleashed a new large-scale attack on Houthi targets in Yemen. U.S. officials saying they targeted deeply buried weapon storage facilities and air defense systems there in Yemen.